The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
The conditions that one needs to have to be able to rely on. Shalom, we have finished the introduction. The many reasons why it's kedai to involve ourselves in making our bitachon b'Hashem more real bitachon, and how it covers everything and nothing. There's no alternative. There's nothing in the world that covers every single need we have, from our physical health issues to our financial issues to our emotional issues to our spiritual issues. Olam Haba. And Mirtz Hashem, we're going to go now through this Shaar Bitachon, which is going to first do the basic of the general approach one has to have in order to build up his Bitachon, and then specific guidance in all of the above issues, how to relate to in the proper fashion is about bitachon. For the first parak we already mentioned before, we'll just briefly say it again, is what is the nature of bitachon? And like I said before, the special gift of clarifying what about bitachon is, or really how he feels, makes it very easy for us to assess ourselves. And even if we don't get very high points, at least we know where we're holding and we know where we have room for progress. It's much better to know that I'm not a perfect Baal Bitachon than think I am the perfect Baal Bitachon and live a life full of frustrations. So the Mahut HaBitachon, the nature of a Baal Bitachon is Menuchas HaNefesh of Baal Bitachon, the peace of mind that Baal Bitachon has. And kamuvan, in the trying situations, this is very hard, because we have situations we don't know what's going to be. And the only way to do it right is build it up throughout our lives. And then when the trying situation comes, everything is clear. The peace of mind stems from the fact that I'm relying on somebody who I know for sure is doing what is good for me. Kamuvan, as we will see soon, the ability for me to fully rely on that person or on that being is dependent on some other factors. You have to have the ability to do it. I can have somebody that I'm close with that knows exactly what I need, but they cannot provide it. Another thing is that I have to be aware of my needs. He could very much want to do what I want, but he's not aware of it, and I can't fully rely on him also. But if one does have this person or this being to rely on that has all these conditions, and I'm sure and convinced and feel that he's doing only what is good for me and he has the ability to do it and he knows what's good for me, then I can really have peace of mind in all sorts of situations. And Shavuot together with this is the recognition that the fact that he cares for me is non-conditional. He doesn't do what's good for me only when I do what he wants. He's always looking out for my benefit. Okay, now we're going to go. So anyway, that is a bitachon, that peace of mind I have because I know that I want to rely on for every single thing in my needs of my life. And it's 100% reliable. No reason that should anything that happens or that I do should take away from his reliability. Now he's going to articulate that there are seven conditions that one has to have in order that I could fully rely on. If we'd be honest with ourselves and try to think, what are the things we do rely on? And then test, do they have all these seven conditions? if any one of those things other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu has all these seven conditions, then Adarabah, if you want, you can try. Rely on them. But you'll see it very quickly. There's nothing other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu that has all these seven conditions. The first condition, which is necessary, we're now just going to say the conditions, and later we're going to try to clarify for ourselves how Hashem has his condition. Condition number one is Harach
Kol Halashon.
The one I'm relying on has to have rachamim. Has to really care about me and love me, concerned with my well-being. That's a starting point. If you're walking down the street and you see a billionaire, you have no interest at all in walking up to him and asking him to help you out with your financial state. Because it's obvious that if that person has no kesher to you, why in the world should he give you money? If you hear, though, that this billionaire is a big Baal Rachamim, and that anybody who walks up to him, he gives them a large amount of money, then Nakashada. Why not? You feel that. I know that his nature is that he does these type of things, so I would approach him. That's number one. We have to have clear to ourselves that the one we're relying on is full of rachamim and ava. Kamavan, rachamim and ava means also unconditional. Your nature is rachamim, your nature is love. True love is unconditional. If the love is limited by certain things, like I know a person says, I love everybody, but they don't thank me for the favors I do for them, I really have a hard time continuing. That type of person really doesn't love anybody. He loves getting credit from people, and therefore he needs that thanks in order for him to continue to benefit them. If we really love them, it doesn't make a difference one way or the other if they thank them or they do not thank him. He wants to help them. He cares about them. He feels close to them. Come upon it, because if he really loves them, he should educate them to thank people that do good to them, because it's a healthy part of human nature. So that is a condition number one. Look, we're saying, we're trying to make this Katzen B'tochen a real thing. Something to think about. The things I'm relying on, or the people I'm relying on, do they have this condition of unconditional love and unconditional care? The second thing, if I want to rely on somebody, I know that out of his love for me, he's constantly thinking about me. Which I can have somebody that loves me very much. A person could have a parent or a grandparent, which is very capable and has the ability to help me with a lot of things. But the mice, I don't keep close connection with them. So even though they love me and they want to help me, they really can't or will not help me in many of my situations. They're simply not aware of it. If I want to rely on somebody for my day-to-day life, it has to be somebody that's constantly aware of my needs every second of my life. And truth is, do I have full bitochan on it? It has to be a person that there's no second of the day or night that he's not interacting with me, because otherwise there may be some time that he's not interacting with me and something will happen. Sometimes you can have a family very close to an elderly parent and they leave them overnight and they come in the morning and something happened in the course of the night. There's no way to help them. And Kamuvan, together with that, not only is he's 24/7 aware of my needs, but he also, when he becomes aware of it, he right away jumps to take care of it. He's not lazy. In the middle of the night to wake up to help out. Yeah. So these are two things that basic necessities to really rely on somebody. That he cares about me, he loves me unconditionally. I was constantly aware of my needs, and every time of day or night, he's there for me. Taliban, we more or less ruled out everybody by now. And it's a time to really start now. We'll work on it more in the future, thinking about this is the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rachman and Chemla is there constantly, and there's no point in time at all that he's off duty. You should be able to zeicha, to feel this. Hashem is with us every second of our lives. Shalom Zoch.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.